see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program, the owner of the network, and that wasn't a horse, that was me. Welcome, family. Welcome. I got a hot topic for you today. Oh, I do. Invasion USA. Felon police force. It's already here. Yeah, the congressmen know the year 2006, 2007, 2008 time frame, there's a lot of police chiefs resigning and retiring ahead of time. You know why? Because the FEMA told them this is what's going to happen. A felon police force is on the way. It's already been infiltrated into most of local police, federal police, state troopers. A lot of state troopers don't even know it. Some of them see something going on. They don't know why these police officers are being brought into the precincts, forces, etc., have criminal records. And some of them don't talk like English. No, they talk from other language. You understand what I mean? Give me your papers, please. Yes, they will be saying it like that. Sure, I am American. Now give me your darn papers. They're going to be talking funny. Even down south, they'll talk, I like Putin. Putin is my man. You know, whatever. That's Jamaican, isn't it? Anyway, it's not funny because it's coming down the pike. It's already here. Freemasons know it. Street gangs are going to start picking their targets in even the small towns. Primarily, your bigger cities will be targeted first. You got to have chaos to bring order. And that's what they're going to do. So you'll want martial law. Please give us martial law. Please protect us. Oh, my neighbor, he's got all kinds of guns. Go over there and get them. Why would they do that? Well, because they're going to tell the population of Americanos here that unless we disarm you, we cannot proclaim martial law. So those that don't have weapons or don't believe in weapons or don't really care about their rights will say, okay, we'll give them up. Please help us. Oh, and they'll say, Yavu, we shall help you now. And here comes your foreign troops that's already here. There's no invasion of America. The invasion's already happened. You see, in the TV and movies and all that sort of thing, what do y'all see? Y'all see the attack of the castle, right? You see the attack of the castle. They charge the castle. And they scale the walls. And they get pushed down And what happens in the Vietnam War? What happened in the other wars? You attack the main CPs, right? You attack. And the best way to defeat that is to have a counterattack before they even attack you. You just go get them. But how's it really done in the New World Order? How's it really been set up? They don't attack walls. That's ridiculous. That's facade. I'm going to tell you how they do it. Real simple, actually. You attack from the inside first, and you don't let them know it. Ever heard of the... I just drew a blank. Just went bye-bye. The horse. Sorry about that. Sometimes these little words go past my head. You bring the enemy in first and don't let him know it. Can't think of the name right now off the top of my head. I guess that's the age thing coming up. Somebody tell me the name of the horse. I can't think of the name of the horse. Alexander. The name of the horse. Bearing gifts. Big wooden horse. With the troops inside of it. You'll come to me in a minute. It's called the enemy within. You see, Cicero, Marcus Tullinius, in around 40 BC, 42 BC, somewhere there, 40 years before Christ was born. Oh, this is a major, major strategy. The way you defeat the enemy is by a Trojan horse. That's old. The first use of biological weaponry was catapulting diseased animals into the castles, into the courtyards. You catapult dead animals that were diseased. What did white folk Americans do to the Cherokee or the Indians? They gave them blankets infested with smallpox. Oh, we got a history in our country of this so-called freedom we have. Had. Wrong. We have to come to grips with what we've done in America since the 1600s, since 1400s. If you don't come to grips with it, God is going to slam dunk this colony, like a pancake. And rightfully so. You white folk, you better come to grips with what your families did generations ago. If you don't, God remembers. We conveniently forget the slavery. What we did to the Indians that were indigenous to this population, you better remember. And you better cut those family ties of your great-great-great-grandfather. So what if they own slaves? Cut those ties, renounce that slavery, and you better do it quickly because God don't forget. This is a warning, and you Freemasons out there, you better come to grips with what your families have done. You better come to grips with the curse upon your family by taking a blood oath. Or your family is cursed. That's in the Bible, the one you all have at the lodge. It says, to a fourth generation, Masons worship Lucifer. You first, second, third degree Blue Lodge, they're lying to you. Read Albert Pike's Moral Dogma that they don't want you to read until you're 30-some degrees or whatever. I recommend you read it now before the brainwashing and the first 3 degrees get to you. Because they will brainwash you under the guise of doing good deeds and all that nonsense. You're doing good deeds, but that's to cover up the baloney that they're feeding you. That's been sitting in the out of the refrigerator for a week. Listen. Cicero, Marcus Tullinus, 42 B.C., and this stands to today. And matter of fact, this is exactly what they're doing right now and have been doing for centuries in our own country and our own government. It says, and I quote, the enemy within, a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and he carries his banners openly. But the traitor moves among those within the gates freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys and heard in the very hall of government itself. For the traitor appears not traitor. He speaks in the accents familiar to his victims. He wears their face and their garments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of a city. He infects the body politics so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to be feared. Cicero, Marcus Tullinus, 42 B.C. Family, that stands exactly, word for word, what your Congress, what your Joint Chief of Staff, what your industrial leaders, CEOs, Congress, I did say Congress, representatives, your secret societies within the United States that supposedly are doing good deeds, not, have done to this country and to the world, from Queen Elizabeth to Beatrix to every one of the kings and queens throughout, and I can name you 26 families and last names of the Illuminati that are hell-bent on leather to eliminate three-quarters of the world's population. I find that to be a problem. I don't know anybody else, but I find that to be kind of a problem and a realistic one. It is the rule, not the exception of what's going on today. It is the rule. Yet people don't want to face it. Well, go ahead and don't face it. But you're going to be staring at eyeball to eyeball not too far down the road. Then what you going to do? And you can't call Ghostbusters. They're not going to help you. But Jesus will. But I'm going to talk today about about the reality that's up close and personal to your life today. How they're going to replace the police forces that I'd say 99% of police officers have no idea what's going to hit them between the eyes when this happens. And Roman Catholics, you have no idea what that Vatican is planning for you. On my broadcast this week, I want to talk about this. Now I'm going to play you on the tail end of that quote. I'm going to play you a quote. And then I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. But I want you to hear this quote to substantiate what I've just read to you. And I don't want you to forget about it.
President John F. Kennedy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised.
John Lennon. Princess Diana. Benazir Bhutto. Tupac Shakur. Dr. David Kelly. William Cooper. Russo. Nancy Schaefer. Barry Jennings.
Not praised. No expenditure is questioned.
Murdered.
No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people, for I have complete confidence. And the response and dedication of our citizens, whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy, and that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news, for it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
In addition to that, there's a little known, unless you've really studied, quote from Vladimir Ilyich Lenin that dictates the training he was given by the socialist that's used today in our own country extensively. It goes something like this. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension and rebellion, you will have repression and a dictatorship by consent. The news and speakers that do the most to expose at the highest level are the ones working for the Illuminati. They mislead you to believe that the bankers are in control, and the bankers are simply just shoeshine boys. They let you know that Eric Holder is in control. You gotta be kidding me. These are nothing but boys that clean the windows, shine the shoes, and take the heat to make you think that something's being done. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Some people think that this speech given by JFK was talking about communism. Oh, yeah. And the secret societies. Oh, yeah. And the media. Yeah. Because they control the United States today as they do in Europe as well, and always have since 1776. In 1989 reflects Herbert London, for example, says from New York University, the strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its preachment, referring to Marxism and socialism. And almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar. And 1989, Roger Kimball, an educator, said, and I quote, with a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical menu, that's Marxism, Marxist and humanist, they're all the same, at the center of the humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels. I got a lot to say about that shortly. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and I just laid the groundwork. And I'm going to talk about the invasion of felons in our country and subversives led by the government, promoted by the Jesuits, the lying murderers that they are, every mother's son and daughter of them, confirmed by Abraham Lincoln that Jesuits were the responsibility and started the Civil War, which caused the greatest number of life of Americans of any war in history, was promulgated and set up by the Jesuits. and they carried it on till today, every war. One, two, and upcoming number three have been planned by the Jesuits, controlled by the Italian German Illuminati. Pepe Rossini, to be exact, is the great pope. But see, the Illuminati, your highest level of million and billionaires in the government and in the world, kings and queens of this world, are nothing more than mere slaves of another hierarchy that names are also available, and you can know who they are, that controls your kings and queens and popes and all these others, are mere slaves of another group of hierarchy. That's where it starts. That's where it's going to stop, too. But it's not going to be us, human beings, to take it down. It's going to be Jesus Christ, literally. And God is going to allow all this to happen because we turned away from Him. He's going to allow it to happen to finally bring mankind to their knees, and they'll finally learn who has the power. But it's going to take that to get everybody's attention. And it will happen. Man will try to solve it himself, do this and do that, take bribes, be fooled again until the hammer comes down, and then they'll finally come to Jesus. But until that time comes, you as watchmen must sound the alarm no matter what comes your way. And it's going to come towards you too, let me tell you. Right now it's practice. But that practice is becoming very real very soon. I'm telling you here and now, you better be ready. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. We're going to get down to it. Lord, thank you today for bringing us together in this broadcast. We thank you, Father, that we, Father, we are blessed, Father, by accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, as our Savior. Father, we thank that Jesus Christ came down to become incarnated human flesh, that, Father, He down on the cross for our sins, we may be saved. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that guides us and leads us. And Lord, we thank you for the conviction you give us when we fall away. Father, we pray for our brethren. We pray for ourselves. We pray for our families. Father, we lift up to you those we prayed for that need healing, that where the families are falling away, that, Father, use the those in the families to bring them back together, to sanctify, to witness to others. And, Father, to cover us with the blood of Jesus, to protect us from our own selves, to protect us from being demonized from outside, that, Father, you'll guide us through to the very end, that we can spread the gospel, for that is our job. Lord, we call upon you to protect our veterans coming back and those still here not went to war, that, Lord, the thoughts of suicide are entering their minds through the drugs, through the microchips, through the technology, and the possessions that's being caused. That, Lord, the 26 suicides per day is massive. Father, only through supernatural intervention can this be exposed. And those that are involved to become whistleblowers, to lead them to the right path, to expose this agenda that's being that's going on through the forces that are formed under Lucifer, that, Lord, you'll expose these. You'll bring out those involved and change their hearts that they can expose this lie about the post-traumatic stress that's being exacerbated, that's being promulgated, being used by technology to bring up those suicides. Father, we pray for those children that's being sought after, the abductions for sacrifice of these Wicca by these Satanists and all the like. That, Father, in these covens, that, Lord, you visit them and you tear down their protection with your warring angels and expose them to the truth, that they'll be convicted. And, Lord, in these convictions of those in the hearts that only you know, you bind to them the blood of Jesus Christ, that some can be saved and lead others to be saved. That, Father, we know that you wish that none should perish, but come to everlasting salvation. That, but only, Lord, through your intervention can this happen. Father, we call upon you to protect these children. Allow some to escape, it be your will, to become witness for your love and your protection. Lord, we call upon you for the healing of those we prayed for in the past, starting with our families and moving on out. Lord, that you'll set up divine appointments that we can witness to others. And Lord, we can witness to each other for our protection of our minds, our hearts, and to make us stronger in the Word. We thank you, Lord, for the King James Bible, the only true Word of God, of your Word to us. Father, we call upon you to strengthen that conviction and to bring out those that know that, Father, they'll witness the truth about the King James Bible. And, Father, to strip down the protection and the facade of the fallen angels, that, Lord, to reveal those that have come down to be evil from the second heaven of the supernatural realm. Lord, to give us that time, if it be your will, that we could witness to others until the time comes for that first seal to be broken. And Father, then you'll guide us through. That's why, Father, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, family, they have planned this operation for the longest time. What JFK was talking about was why he was murdered. And, of course, he had many... I'm not going to go into the JFK assassination and all that, because all connected. JFK, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and Bobby Kennedy were all killed by the same Jesuit organizations, CIA, Mafia, and whatever else, because they were not working the way they wanted them to. Each one had a part. Certainly, they weren't working together. Bobby Kennedy and JFK were. Martin Luther King was on his own. He separated himself from Jesse Jackson and all the rest of the civil rights workers. I got a quote from him that you can even hear the quote. He even says it. He separated himself from the civil rights workers, but he was there to bring everybody together. That was not what they wanted. Malcolm X, the same thing. I don't go along with his politics, but he came back and realized he's being pawned. He went against the Boule Society. He went against the secret societies, the radical Islam. He went against that and realized Islam, in its raw form, was a religion of peace. But see, in the 1920s, the Vatican created, using Albani, Egyptian Freemason, they created the Muslim Brotherhood to subvert Islam from the inside. Hence, Cicero, the quote, is how they do it. The Vatican did, in fact, create the religion of Islam in the 6th century. And that creation of Islam as a religion by the Vatican in the 6th century was in preparation for what we're dealing with today, because it's carried on by Lucifer. These are facts I'm telling you. I'm not giving you speculation. And the Vatican created the political movement called Zionism in 1897. Theodore Herzl was given the credit for it, but there were others before him that helped him form Zionism. And that was curtailed. That was to control the Hebrew Jews, to find them, to smoke them out, which it failed to do. Hitler was created, designed, trained to seek out the Hebrew Israelites and kill them off. That was his role. That was his job. But he has turned over to powerlessness. He failed at that job. That's what the furnaces were all about. That's what the murder and the Holocaust was all about. IBM helped him knock out the cue cards, key cards to keep track of them, and numbers to find them, their DNA. That was what the Red Cross created by the Rothschilds was to do, was to find the DNA. To seek them out, to extinguish the 144,000 that's going to come that they'll never find. That's what happened. Oh, they're still trying to find it, but they never will. Frustrating, isn't it, for you? Those of you that's trying to promulgate this. But you will never succeed. There's nothing you can do about it. Not one thing. God's got them hidden. Got the DNA hidden, too. It's frustrating for them. They think with their technology they can win. That technology is only to placate them at the highest level of government and science and chemistry and whatever else. Their technology means nothing. All God does when he wants to is change your frequency vibration and their formulas go to scrap. They'll never achieve their goals. Every time they get close, something happens. They got to upgrade or change. Ever notice that? Because God keeps changing up on them, the frequency. They'll never, ever defeat God. It's impossible. God knows what they're going to do even before they find out what they're going to do themselves. He knows what they are going to do. Well, God's going to put a stop to it because they know already that they're coming to the end of their scientific achievements. They know that it's going to come to a stone wall. They'll have nowhere else to go. Their knowledge will cease. And they will be cursed. But you pray for them anyway. Because they're blinded. Family, in the meantime, there will be judgment. There will be events in this country and in the world to separate those who are following Jesus for real, not the ones that say they are but are not. But those that's really following Jesus Christ, the time for separation is coming. In America, you will experience it. The invaders are already here. Your leaders, your world leaders, from Clinton to Buchanan to Bush, all the rest of them, Jimmy Carter, all the rest, are Satanists. In fact, they work with, some of them are high priests in Luciferian order. You see. This is a reality. Now, I'm going to talk specifically about how they're doing this. I've been talking about this ever since I've started this thing. Oh, by the way, You think, JFK talked about areas that they've controlled, conscripted. I'll tell you exactly what they are. There's 10 areas. Actually, 7, but there's 10 expanded. Worldwide applies to all these. Banking. Commercial business. All your CEOs. That's why they have logos relative to Luciferian symbols. That's why. Military. Every single military works together at the highest level. Knights of Columbus, Knights of Malta, Freemasonic. Politics, that goes without saying. Politics was never meant to be a career, never was intended to. Politics was created to present an idea. You know why politics was created? Well, besides creating an idea, it works like this. An example would be the Rockefellers. The money that they made $200 million off of World War I, the Rockefellers did, off the blood of our soldiers. This goes for the other 25 Illuminati families. Rockefellers are just a bunch of another ones. They're the throwaways. They're the ones that, on the outside of the Illuminati, they want you to know. We stopped the Rockefellers. We arrested them, and that means nothing. because they are replaced by the inside Illuminati, which are Roman and German. Italian and German. Roman. Ever heard of Rome? Anyway. With money, the Rockefellers, for example, gained control of the media. 1921 from J.P. Morgan, 1915. Confirmed by congressional records. Is that high enough for you? And with the media in control, this family gained control over public opinion. That should be no surprise. And with control over public opinion, they gained control of politics. Politics was not ever designed to be a career, but only to present an idea. That's the purpose of politics. They gained control of politics. And with control of politics, they took control of the nation, as they were assigned to do. Edward Bernays, nephew of Sigmund Freud, Delgado, Dr. Ralph and Robert Schwitzebel, Ingraham, Schumann, Gestalt, all these and more were part of the Luciferian agenda. And the use of psychology and propaganda, or if you will, brainwashing, is not a communist invention at all. It was developed in the West in such places as Rockefeller financed Tavistock Institute in England, 1921, working with the Rothschilds. While the communists have used these tools for mind bending, so have the Rockefellers. The hidden persuaders from Madison Avenue, the Rand Corporation, the think tank or Hudson Institute can and do manipulate public opinion on a daily basis. They got something called, it's called a television. And the other is, Hollywood. It's called entertainment. Entertainment is part of the Star Group, controlled by Kissinger under Tavistock. There's your Hollywood. That's what it's for. That's the sole purpose of it. The establishment elitists, you might refer to them as the engineering of consent. That's why they use movie stars and CEOs. Why in the world is Bill Gates working on vaccinations? Why is Angela Jolie and all these others promoting all these agenda items at the Illuminati? Why don't they just stay just being old actresses and actors instead of promulgating issues, social, biological issues, and moral issues? What are they doing that for? Aren't they supposed to be actors and actresses? No, they're not. Why is the Miss Beauty pageants, the so-called models of America, not going into social work and manipulation in their activities after the pageant? You ever thought about that? How come they're becoming like Ventura? Professional wrestling is fake. Physically, it's real. But the outcomes are always determined. They even have their own dolls be sold out to people. Why are they becoming governors and presidents? Because they're actors. That's why. And they're Freemasons at the highest level. The establishment elitists refer to it of engineering consent. That means that they're made to think that the manacles that they're slipping on our wrists are nothing more than love bracelets. And the techniques developed by the Rockefeller Thought Trust have just been adopted and used more brutally by the communists. I got a little proof for you, too. I actually got a whole lot of evidence. Is General Douglas MacArthur, is that high enough credibility for you? Well, for example, General Douglas MacArthur talked about the Korean War. That's when destruction of the United States began. The outcome of the Korean War, for example, was designed and created and determined to end just like it was supposed to. The outcome of the Vietnam War was planned even in the 1950s, and it ended exactly like they wanted it to, planned that way. And the war in Iraq was constructed, designed, and created, and the end was exactly like they wanted it to. You ever notice that? The enemy always takes back over. Back in 1950, the defeat of our defeat in Korea was planned in 1945 to 1950. It's already planned out. The Council of Foreign Relations are the planners of this murder. Chicago Tribune said in 1950, quote, "The members of the council," that's foreign relations, "should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, the Korean War," unquote. So if it was possible, and people really cared, and congressmen really were real and not controlled by blood oath, they would disband the Council of Foreign Relations and destroy it completely and totally and put them out there, because there's jobs at McDonald's. There's jobs they can work at Hardee's. I don't know. They can probably sweep floors somewhere. There's places they could work and do. They'd only be working there at Council of Foreign Relations. They could even shine shoes afterwards or whatever. Maybe start their own businesses. But you dismantle the entire organization of the Council of Foreign Relations. They're a buildup of murderers. Now, below that, you've got people in the CFR that don't have a clue what happens when that door shuts, that they don't go to those meetings. They're plotting the extinction of their very much employees that they don't even know at the highest level. Well, what did General Douglas MacArthur say? He said in his diary, and I quote, "The possibility of Red China entry into the Korean War had existed ever since the order from Washington issued to the 7th Fleet in June to neutralize Formosa, Taiwan, which in effect protected the Red China mainland from attack by Chiang Kai-shek's forces of 500,000 men," unquote, General Douglas MacArthur. What does that mean? You see, Taiwan, or Formosa, was free China. They were exiled when the communists took over, funded by the Illuminati, Wall Street. Goes back to Bolsheviks, that Wall Street funded fully, as it did Adolf Hitler in 1928, fully. And that lion, Henry Ford, provided the transportation for Hitler. They all worked together. Taiwan, or Formosa, was ready and willing to cross the channel and retake communist China, because that's where Chiang Kai-shek was exiled. They wanted to go back home to free China. But that was not allowed to happen, because they were upcoming to the fake Cold War in the 1960s. That's what Korea and Vietnam was all planned for. See, the communist was not to be removed from power. So, in the untold story of Douglas MacArthur, there's a quote by General Douglas MacArthur that I just gave you that confirms that not only did Truman, another little puppet, just like all the rest of them, all of them, of our presidents are nothing but puppets. Every single blasted one, except the ones they've assassinated. Not only did Truman declare it was against American policy, it was against American policy for the free Chinese to reclaim communist China. But he also ordered, as confirmed by General Douglas MacArthur, that the American fleet in the Straits of Formosa would make sure that happened. Now, if I was a military man and I was into history and I learned this, I'd start rethinking my position right quick. Fraser Hunt, H-U-N-T, The Untold Story of Douglas MacArthur, Manor Brooks, New York, 1977, page 459. And the Chicago Tribune editorial, you'll find it in December the 9th, 1950, Carol Quigley. Tragedy and Hope. Do the research. Find out what you're really up against. And you know that Chiang Kai-shek wasn't done yet? See, China was free to send its soldiers to North Korea to stop. Because they knew. They knew. We were going to knock North Korea back to where it came from. We would take over Korea, make it free. They knew our soldiers, our Marines and Army would do the job. They trained us well. So they had to make sure we didn't. The Jesuits, the lying, murdering Jesuits, and the high-level Freemasons, the Knights of Malta, Columbus, the secret societies, want to make sure we didn't win in Korea, because they knew we would. They sent 9 divisions of Chinese communists to make sure we didn't. You see, Korea, as was Vietnam, was a United Nations police action. As a matter of fact, Douglas MacArthur said, and I quote, "The Taiwanese government of Chiang Kai-shek, who less than a week after the North Koreans had crossed the 38th parallel, offered the State Department an advance force of 33,000 troops that could be embarked for Korea within 5 days." That's a division plus in less than 5 days. After the offer was accepted, the suggestion was politely refused. Formosa was, at that time, a member of the United Nations, and therefore could have been represented in the United States, in the United Nations force, but the American government would not tolerate such a move, unquote, because they're controlled by the Vatican. The Vatican's controlled by the Illuminati. They always, every single war, no exception, the Civil War, Revolutionary War, every single war we've ever had in our country and in the European governments, everything, every time, they always control both sides of the wars. Always. There is no exception in any war in the history books, world or U.S. history. Not one. Not one. This is the truth. You know President Truman, that dupe, just like Woodrow Wilson, just like Reagan, just like Nixon, Carter, Clinton, Obama, Bush, and FDR was one of the worst. Every single one of them. Hoover, all of them. You know that President Truman was only the second command of U.S. forces? Did you know the true commander of U.S. forces in Korea was the Undersecretary for Political and Security Council Affairs in the United Nations? And by agreement, the U.N. member states that this position has always been held by communists. And during the Korean War, it was held by Konstantin Zinchenko of Russia. You know that Wesley Powderpuff Clark, General of U.S. Army, who's a Rhodes Scholar. Rhodes Scholars, just like Billy Bob Clinton, work for the Illuminati. They work against you, as Jerry Boykin, Rick Joyner, the rest of them are all Knights of Malta. They are members of the secret societies. Need I say more? And they also pass on the plans of our troops. Our own generals will pass on the plans to the enemy. In Russia, U.S. Undersecretary, they were relaying American battle plans to Moscow, and Moscow sent the plans to North Korea. Quote General Douglas MacArthur again, "I ordered General Stattmeyer, Chief of Air Force, to employ B-29s on the following morning to destroy the Yalu bridges. Cut this easy line of communication between Manchuria and North Korea. An immediate dispatch came from Secretary of State George Marshall, countermanding my order and directing me to postpone all bombing of targets within 5 miles of the Manchuria border, unquote. And you know that they worked behind the scenes with a North Korean official because one stated, General Lin Powell, he was a general in the Red Chinese Army that fought against the United States and Korea, and he said, and I quote, General Lin Powell, P-I-A-O, he said, and I quote, I would never have made the attack and risked my men if I had not been assured that Washington would restrain General MacArthur from taking adequate retaliatory measures against my lines of supply and communications, unquote. And you know that House Minority Leader Joseph Martin, he expressed his dismay at the administration's apparent desire not to win the war in Korea by such tactics as not allowing the bombing of strategic military targets. Quote, Joseph Martin, if we're not in Korea to win, this administration should be indicted for the murder of thousands of American boys, unquote. Does that sound familiar? Should be. Because there's a planned defeat in Vietnam as well. And I got confirmation from Admiral U.S. Grant Sharp from a U.S. State Department pamphlet, 1966, how they gave us, how we gave the necessary materials to Russia to provide the VC to set up their IEDs, the IEDs, and the Agent Orange was used for developing cancer. That was what it was for, not for defoliage. Need I go into the Gulf War and the actual origin of Gulf War syndrome and what that lying President George Bush said? They're a bunch of liars, family. I'm exposing the whole darn lot of them. And I got evidence, too, to support it. Norman Thomas, 1944, said, and I quote, the American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened. Now, I'd look deeply into that quote. You know, it doesn't stop there. I'm going to end this here as I'm going to talk about the felons coming in. But Norman Thomas didn't stop in that one speech, the one part I've got, because he continues. He said, and I continue the quote, I no longer need to run as a presidential candidate for a socialist party. The Democrat Party has adopted our platform. But there's more to it, family. There's a lot more to it than just that, too. See, I don't hang with neither side. I'm against both Democrat and Republican parties because the parties were designed to mislead America. And a great politician, another one, like JFK, and this one too, was assassinated by the same people that killed JFK, the same organizations, had something to say about that. And his name was Martin Luther King, a great man. He said, and I quote, we must face the appalling fact that we have been betrayed by both the Democrat and Republican parties, unquote. You see, the Democrat Party sets up liberalism to lead us toward a socialist nation without you knowing how. They use the NAACP, ACLU, you just name it, they use it. They work both sides of all these court cases. They'll have one person to deny rights to a gay party. Okay. Then they'll have the NAACP come in and say, we're going to fight for their rights. And so this Freemason judge will then rule in the case of NAACP. That's how they do it. Isn't that sneaky? Just like politics, right? It's control through the Freemasons, Knights of Malta, and warlocks. I know two judges down in Winder, Georgia, that are warlocks and Freemasons on the bench. That's a bench, isn't it? And so, it don't stop there. Democrat Party brings in liberalism. The Republican Party sets up the wars to murder your young boys. That's your conservative. Rah, rah, rah. That kind of thing. They used that too. Edward Bernays formed the words, fight for liberty. He formed the words for women, light up for freedom. Family, we've been lied to from the beginning. Julius Caesar said, and I quote, beware the leader who bangs the drums of war in order to whip the citizens into a patriotic fervor. For patriotism is indeed a double-edged sword. It both emboldens the blood just as it narrows the mind. And when the drums of war have reached a fever pitch and the blood boils with hate and the mind has closed, the leader will have no need in seizing the rights of the citizens. Rather, the citizens, infused with fear, blinded by patriotism, will offer up all their rights unto the leader, and gladly so. How do I know? Because this is what I have done. Julius Caesar. Now, watch this. Well, you can't watch this. I keep saying that. You got to listen to this. But you can go look it up. Listen to this now. Keeping that principle in mind. Check this out. 21 May, 1991. Henry Kissinger said, and I quote, at the Bilderberg meeting at Evian, France, is transcribed from a tape recording made by one of the Swiss delegates. He said, and I quote, today Americans would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all people of the world will plead with world leaders to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by their world government, unquote. You know, when their plans developed May the 1st, 1776, by Adam Weishaupt, who controlled Thomas Jefferson, another dupe. Article 9, paragraph 9 of the Protocols of Learned Elders of Zion, created by the Jesuits, Adam Weishaupt. The anniversary was May the 1st, his birthday, 1776. 2 months before they started the Revolutionary War. He said, and I quote, in order not to annihilate the institutions of the Goyim, that be us, before its time, we have touched them with craft, have taken hold of the ends of the springs, which move their mechanism. These springs lay in a strict but just sense of order. We have replaced them by the chaotic license of liberalism. How about that? Continuing, quote, we have got our hands into the administration of the law, into the conduct of elections, into the press, in liberty of the person, but principally into education and training as being the cornerstone of a free existence, unquote. I can keep going and going and going with evidence at the yin yang that just comes out of my ears and out my nose, and I spit it out every now and then. Poop, poop, poop. There you go. And I just keep going till my toes curl. And then spread open. Family, when are people going to wake up and come out? Because they're going to spring it on you, just like they said. It's going to be while you're watching one of your favorite Dancing with the Stars programs. They're going to cut it off and say, oops, we have something to tell you today. The police officers today, nationwide, will be rounded up. It is going to happen. They're going to put out 185,000 plus felons, well-trained in the Christian Identity Program, linked up to Aryan Nation, trained by the ADL, just like the ADL trains all your law enforcement today and federal government. ADL trains them. Why are they allowing that to happen? Oh, you can look up a list and find them. And they're going to identify all the good cops that are trying to do the best job they can, and they will be disarmed. They will be executed. And the ones under the felon system, the multi-jurisdictional task force administered by the UN under the 10 regions in the United States by FEMA, when they declare martial law, will come after all police officers, federal and state and local, who are not Freemasons. They will be rounded up and disarmed under martial law. They've already infiltrated into the police departments since 2006 under the multi-jurisdictional task force that was set up around 1990s. Because in 1990s, after at least three attempts of military coup, that's correct, they finally come to the realization that they cannot trust Americans to fight and kill other Americans, or for the military, U.S. military, to fire on American citizens. So they started bringing in Chinese, Russian, and European troops since 1990s. Because in 1999 was the year they're supposed to have a new world order. Well, it failed, didn't it? They had to go in the stimulus plan because they run out of collateral, 1999. That's when the Clintons was negotiating with the Chinese. The Lai family, L.I. and the criminal subversives to give up land in America. Today they call them foreign trade zones, of which you have 288. And they're buying off citizens by making them industrial areas to give them jobs. Ron Paul talking about this? Nope, because he's one of them. But y'all going ahead. Just sit back and watch TV. Y'all in Oregon, don't do a thing. Just keep watching TV, go fish, and watch Dancing with the Stars or whatever you do. And don't worry about that Child Euthanasia Act that's going to be passed so they can kill your children. When the International Rights of the Child takes over, Now, don't you complain when it does now. You just have to be quiet and watch your child kill themselves. Well, there's nothing you can do about it. You just go on ahead and just sit there with you twiddling your thumbs. No praying. Don't you pray. Don't you dare pray now. And don't do fasting neither, because that's liable to accomplish something. And you know I'm being extremely facetious. I don't know how else to get across to people. Well, let's talk a little bit about, well, that's a lie, not a little bit. Let's talk a whole lot about the felons. You see, the thing about the felons coming in has a lot to do with, first, the infiltration of the police departments. That was like 7 years ago. Getting rid of police departments because of budgetary reasons. Look up California and Schwarzenegger, Chigger, whatever. As governor, you got to be kidding me. They must have mass medicated the entire state of California. But anyway, that Nazi who took over as governor, like Ventura did Wisconsin or whatever, the cheese man, California was going and have been releasing up to 45 to 50,000 felons because of budgetary cuts and reasons. And of course, Swanson Jigger, whatever, made some effort to stop it, but that was to be just kind of a play. And they started releasing felons in prison in California. You'll find in Indiana, other places in the Midwest and East Coast, also releasing thousands of felons for one reason or another. Now, I've got a study for it. I'm just giving you kind of a verbal out. I don't have a lot of time. I will give you some details shortly. But I'm telling you the overall concept of operation here before we go into the paragraph three of the paragraph order, is that they will start releasing little by little, so you won't notice, about releasing felons. Now, here's the rub to it. You see, felons being released and infiltrating into police departments is nothing new at all. This was a plan by Adolf Hitler, and it worked. And so it should be no surprise that when Operation Paperclip in 1945-46 brought over 10,000 significant Nazis that made up the state, made up the CIA, that's where it came from, United Nations, your scientific community, rocketry, von Braun, all of them, it came from, we just brought Nazis over. We didn't win that war. We just brought it to us. It's all they did. The war was just to eliminate people and to kill off our troops. That's what it's for. We didn't win that war either. We brought them over through the Jesuits. So it was all connected. Adolf Hitler came over in 1945-46 time frame. Adolf Hitler was second cousin. Stalin, Queen Elizabeth II, and Churchill were all second cousins under Rothschild. All of them. They intermarry in this hybrid royalty of evil. I'm probably not a very popular person about now, but I never have been. But nevertheless, bringing felons in was Adolf Hitler's plan. Because you see, felons are in prison. And when they're released, they like being released. And the ones they're releasing to, they're going to be loyal to, especially after they're microchipped and planned to, that they can do anything they want to. Do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. You New Agers, get ready. You're going to think Christ consciousness, all love and this, that, and the other, and dance around the maypole. Yeah, you're going to think second on that one. You're going to be surprised, 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 as Gomer would say. Well, if you go to Constance Cumby's book, teaching you about the hidden dangers of the rainbow, the New Age movement is a teaching book, and it's a very good book. It teaches you about it. It talks about everything, about the New Age movement and what's coming and so forth and so on, 1980s. But there's one part I wanted to focus on. It compares the New Age movement with the Fourth Reich. New Age movement is the Fourth Reich. The Third Reich was a New Age movement. They reversed it. Yeah, man, this is the Third Reich. Show the papers. Yeah. Well, now it's like the New Age movement. We all love one another together, blah, blah, blah. But it's the Fourth Reich in disguise. You think Judy in disguise or something? Well, this Jesuit in disguise is something else. Well, she has in that book on page 114 a comparison chart that gives a detailed correlation between Hitler's Nazism, actually it's Frank Nietzsche, and actually it comes from the Jesuits, by the way. Frank Nietzsche, Karl Ritter, Karl Marx, they all work together. Did you know that? Did you know that they work together? Anyway, called the Hegelian dialectic. Anyway, Nazism is on one side and the New Age movement's on the other, and it compares the two. Oh, and it's long too. And it shows you. And let's focus on one part of it. Hitler encouraged the recruitment and the use of convicts. And in her comparison chart with the New Age movement, quote, the New Agers encourage the recruitment and use of convicts. Signs of Christ by Harold Belliaz specifically mentions it, and there are many, many New Age projects designed specifically for the recruitment and conditioning of convicts to orient them to New Age goals, unquote. Mm-hmm. Nazism sought the institution of a new world order in which the Aryan race would predominate and control. Well, the New Age movement's its comparative agenda, quote, the New Age movement seeks the institution of a new world order in which Aryanism will prevail, unquote. Y'all better wake up, man. All Nazism was the preparation and planning, because they thought that World War I was going to be the New World Order. They thought World War I and World War II was the second attempt. The third attempt is World War III. A world war to bring about a New World Order has failed, but the second one, third one, will happen. And you know why? Because they're changing the laws of the land to go against the Bible. That's why they're going headstrong into child euthanasia to change the laws. That's why they're going headstrong to gay marriage to change the laws. That's why they're going to straight as hard as they can to make abortion legal. As a matter of fact, it's not just in America that they're doing this. Not just America, Europe. At all. In Poland, Polish hospital head is fired over denied abortion. In Warsaw, Poland, Warsaw's mayor said Wednesday, she, of course, fired the head of a maternity hospital who refused to perform facilitating abortion of a badly deformed fetus for reasons of conscience. They fired her. Family, this is worldwide. Why this is happening. And that's how they do it. You see? And you have in Colorado, gay marriage fight echoes drama in 1975. So they're starting to talk about it today. Colorado. Colorado is very important as a underground military base is there. They're having a battle of whether or not to approve of homosexual marriage, which goes against the Bible. You know that Obama was there recently, and he was shaking hands. There's a man with a horse's head. I could say something else, but I won't. But yeah, a man with a horse has a horse's head, like a Halloween costume on, but just the head of a horse. And he's standing there, and the president, surrounded by Secret Service, shakes this guy's hand, yeah, and he gets a photo with it. And the president, Obama, just leans back like, oh, I'm scared, shakes his hand of a man with a horse's head. Now, I've been in personal protection, executive protection, State Department level, project manager for intelligence project in the Congo, 1990s. I'm in the year 2000. 1990s, I worked for the State Department as an anti-terrorist and expert and force protection. Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Kosovo, and the Congo. I am an expert at it. I know what I'm doing with it. I wouldn't have been hired for these jobs if I didn't. For 12 years or more overseas. Family, there is no way possible in real life that a person with any kind of mask would be allowed even near the president. They have, the Secret Service have people within the crowds that bump up against other people to find out if there's any guns there. You think they're going to let somebody with some kind of mask shake the hand of a president? You got to be kidding me. A 10th grader that's in the Boy Scouts would tell you better than that. So why would they allow some horse's, excuse me, a guy with a horse's head to shake the hand of a president and make sure it came on TV? I mean, on the, well, you see, a horse's head is a hex. There's something going on here. They're trying to pass that bill to make homosexual marriage legal. Look up a horse's head and the hex it brings. There's some serious supernatural activity going on here in front of your faces. People just... This is what really drives our country, is the supernatural, the hexes, the vexes. Satanism has always been there. But the laws of the land reflected the Bible to placate us, never meant to be carried out. And I have quotes confirming that. But now they're changing the laws of the land to match against, to go against the biblical principles. They know that that will bring judgment, and they're looking for God to move away, just like Satan did with Eve and Adam, to move away for they can now take America down. Infiltrate, divide us up, as Nixon set up in Executive Order 11647, to finally come to fruition. To set up the North American Union. And the fellows to take over as a police force. And you'll find a practice of it was in Hardin, Montana, 2010 or 2011, thereabouts. Hardin, Montana, the American police force, took over a sheriff's department there to see what would happen. I know for a fact that their logo with a double-headed eagle thing going on was not only a Scottish Rite logo, but I know for a fact that it was a Serbian coat of arms. Because I was in Kosovo for 5 years. That's my home, actually. I had no home here in America at all. I lived over in Kosovo for 5 years. I lived in Saudi Arabia for 4. I lived out of the country with no home in America for 9 years. When I moved back to the United States, I had to pick where I was going to live. You understand? I was completely separated. Still had an American passport, but my home was outside the United States for 9 years, working with force protection, anti-terrorism, and whatever else. So I know what the heck I'm talking about. And so this logo was a Serbian coat of arms. It was a practice, American police force. And the owner of it, the leader, was a 15-time loser, and he's a European. They finally pulled out of Hardin, Montana. Mm-hmm. Felons. Now, I'll have some other things to talk about tomorrow. Implantable birth control, new option for women. Has been ongoing. All this stuff is all connected. Bill Gates helped invent the remote-controlled birth control device for women. Bill Gates helped it. I thought he was in computers. Why mess around with remote-controlled birth control devices for women when he was one of the part of the 7 that I talked about some time ago about how they're going to destabilize and depopulate America? One of the most evil individuals in America. Ted Turner, Bill Gates, Oprah. Rockefellers. Kissinger, the depopulation plan. I got a list of 7 people. I'm not going into that right now. Family, y'all better wake up. You really do. And you'll find that everything I'm telling you is true. That all this is connected. You find the same names, same organizations, same secret societies. You got an article, July the 8th. That was yesterday. CIA agent reveals startling, top secret information. In other words, he's allowed to tell you this, by the way, to create fear and to warn you, because they got to warn you before it happens. CIA agent, who still works for CIA, of course, reveals startling top secret information. Terrorist armies are pouring into the USA right now, preparing for war, covert drug operations, and much more. Man, it's been ongoing since 2006, but now they're telling you. And now, this immigration issue that's coming up. Now, I didn't figure this out. A friend of mine brought this to my attention, so I'm not taking credit for this, but it's absolutely true. So a friend of mine advised me of this, told me, and I was not aware of this. I didn't even put it together. I can't take credit for that. But then my little brain started connecting dots, and here's the story. This immigration fiasco that they got going on, not only will be the, which I had figured out, the plausible deniability of when they start the pandemic, the disease that they're talking about, and vaccinating the Mexicans and others coming in, they'll vaccinate them here, send them back. That'll be the plausible deniability when they distribute the disease that they're going to cause. But what I had not figured out was that they're using this immigration to bring in the Chinese mafia bosses, to bring in the MS-13, to bring in subversives, to bring in Muslims, Islam, that they're going to end up going to Dearborn, Detroit, Michigan. That's what Detroit and Dearborn were set up for, was to house the terrorists as they come in from Gitmo and from Mexico. Islamic, the street gangs, are forming up in America, apparently, now, under the guise of immigration, as children, disguised as children. And then they get in. The children are there, whatever, but they're going to be taken away by CIA and moved to their various places, California and other places, to set up for the helter-skelter in the United States, to justify martial law, so you'll want martial law. That's what's coming. That's what they're setting up. That's why the State Department had given locations of the Minutemen and Border Patrols. That's why Freemason, Apayo, is after the militia. He says, if the militia gets near mine, I'll shoot them. But they know the militia also have European troops. Family, you got so much deception going on, it's not even funny. And I'm not laughing. It's not funny. You've got those from South America coming through Nicaragua, Guatemala, and Mexico that are terrorists. Those coming from Cuba, where we trained the terrorists by ticking them off for years and now releasing them. That was the purpose of Gitmo, was to brainwash and create the terrorists being abused, as our Marines were told to do, but the Marines didn't know what they were doing. The CIA knew exactly what they were doing. And when they released these felons, as they do our little by little, they are one kind of ticked off against Americans because of how they were treated in Gitmo. They come through Mexico, and their destination is Michigan. And boy, they are ticked off. And that's how our CIA warned them to be. That's what's going on. When they release them, you got your helter-skelter, you got your justification for martial law. Family, that would bring on. And then when all this helter-skelter starts, you watch for an invasion of the United States from outside as it is inside. The Russians will hit Alaska. Chinese will launch around Oregon, Washington, northern part of California, Nevada, Idaho, and Montana, and other places there. The Mexican army is all set up, ready to go, cross over Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. The UN will take over in the East Coast. Canada will take over the North and Northeast. Be divided into four major regions. and then 10 regions each one, as was set up by Nixon back in 72, passed on to FEMA, 2009, actually 1980s. 2009, you'll find it, FEMA transition, 2009, is the FEMA regions was what Nixon set up in 1972. Kennedy was right. Now, family, what they're going to do in this fake World War III that they're trying to set up is to bring what's called disclosure. That's where this alien lie will be launched into Americans. And it'll stop the alleged World War III. That's where your Sananda Emanuel, Yeshua, Yahushua, whatever his name is, the fake Jesus. And that's when religion will crash. And the re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church will eventually will come, as planned by Teilhard de Chardin in the 20th century, early part of the 20th century. Teilhard de Chardin was a Jesuit priest. He's known as the father of the New Age movement. The mother was Helena Blavatsky. All this is connected together back to the New Age movement. But here's the problem for the subversives, is those gang members, MS-13, the Aryan Nation, you just name them, that's being positioned throughout the United States, Black Panthers, KKK, Aryan Nation, different gangs, the mercenaries being hired. Here's the problem for them, is they will be a double cross on them when they declare martial law. The Spetsnaz, Russian military, Chinese military will then start the killing of them. They don't know that yet. That's what's going to happen. There'll be a double cross. And those that are victims will say, hooray, hooray, and will accept the mark of the beast, and we'll be in the first seal. Look out. We're very close. This whole play is a Hollywood production that will result in what's called disclosure and peace and safety, because it's going by the book. It's what they're getting ready to pull off, a fake alien invasion. John Dewey, humanist, talks about it in 1917. The Iron Mountain Report, 1966 conclusion of the Iron Mountain Report, the commission was never to be let out the United States public. LBJ tried to hide it. Confirms NASA, a space research program designed and created to shoot for unreachable targets. And the second part of that, among others, was the extraterrestrial menace was to be formulated to just carry on what John Dewey set up in 1900s, early 1900s, all connected, family. Now, I'm not giving you all the details right now because I don't have the time. I have them in place. But let's go back. I just gave you a scenario, what they get to do. And the way they're controlling these people, having these mass shootings, is by the pharmaceutical, ADHD, drugs given your children. I've talked about that. That's another course in itself. That's another. I've talked about this in my archives. How they mass medicated your children, your military. As a matter of fact, recently a report came out, the psych drug statistics, over 275 babies from 0 to 1 year old are given psych drugs. The drugs allow possession of that child. Xanax, Galopin, Avaton, 249,669 babies. Prozac, Zoloft, and Paxil, 26,406 babies. Where's the parents at? What's wrong with the Wicca doctors and nurses What's going on there? How about Ritalin, Adderall, Concerta? 1,422 babies. Risperdal, Seroquel, Zyprex, 654 babies. What's wrong, y'all, out there? Too much TV, that's what, and golf, and fantasy football, and other kind of nonsense. That's why the military suicides are 26 per day, because you're not being told the truth. And Paul Rykoff, he's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. He's the one leading the anti-suicide or pro-military agenda wrong. He's a liar. He's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. He's there to slow it down. As a matter of fact, for the past 6 years, that organization that he runs, it's increased in suicides. When are people going to wake up? Doggone it. The mass shootings are being caused. It's being orchestrated. Okay. A device appeared under rather unusual circumstances on March the 10th, 1972, when Robert Nesland, in an open letter to Stockholm, Sweden, in May 1993, he says, this device appeared in unusual circumstances in 1972 when he became tranquilized in a hotel where he was temporarily lodging. The implantation preceded a period of prolonged torture with personality-altering radio signals from 10 to 20 hours per day. He says, and I quote, they started communicating directly with my brain. It was then that I realized that they would discern my thoughts and indeed experience my entire range of cognitive activity. The picture was taken at Karolinska Hospital, where all radiographers deny any foreign object can be identified in the picture. There's a picture here showing a little object. However, there's a number of overseas physicians who will testify this obvious fact that several transmitters can be seen quite clearly in my head. Dr. Robert G. Heath of Tulane University has implanted as many as 125 electrodes in a human being's brain. In his experiments, he discovered he could control his patient's memories, sexual arousal, fear, pleasure, and cause hallucinations. I have the study in my possession. It's called a Development and Legal Regulation of Coercive Behavior Modification Techniques with Offenders. It was a study created in 1972 by Dr. Ralph and Robert Schwetzebel. Dr. Ralph Schwetzebel, S-C-H-W-I-T-Z-G-E-B-E-L, Schwetzebel. Sounds like something you'd eat at a German restaurant, don't it? A Schwetzebel of Harvard University. Oh, look at there. It's Harvard again. It dwelled on homosexuals. But when you read it further, you find out it very nefariously starts talking about, honestly, offenders' financial matters, disputes over financial obligations, and socially troublesome persons. And so I'm just going to tell you part of it was it's involved in study, rehabilitation began with the nervous system of the citizen. What they did was, in the study group, they implanted in their brain or their body a miniaturized radio transmitter that would monitor and transmit the conversations, locations, and even the sexual response of the subject 24 hours a day. And also, sewed up inside the body with a transponder was a radio-controlled electronic shock device, and that device could deliver punishment to the offender anywhere in the world that they determined a sexual response was occurring. They'd shock them. Now, I've got the study. Don't tell me no. I've got it. So the paper actually predicts micro-miniaturization. And you know, they had an NSA computer specialist at then that proposed attaching miniature electronic tracking devices to 20 million Americans. Militia, they got you pegged. You SEAL team members that are hotshot Rambos, they got you pegged with your DNA because of micro-miniaturization. Was predicted in 1972. Man, they're way past that. They got nanobot technology that you breathe in. They have your DNA on record, and that DNA identifies your DNA signature that they can track you from space by just you walking around. And so the miniature devices that they suck up through vaccinations, look up smart dust. Look up smart dust, or don't. Suit yourself. But smart dust is what they've produced through the chemtrails. Helps identify, and you show up on a screen just like you're a walking GPS. I don't care if you're out in the woods playing Rambo and whatever, they got you. If they got your blood, they got your DNA. And they're also looking for the Hebrew Jews to find them and kill them. But they'll never find them. Man, I've just scratched the surface. I'm not even giving a good run over yet. Matter of fact, I may even take it about it tomorrow, too. Let's go back to the felons. Because they're going to kill them also. When they're done with you, they will kill you. And they're lying to you when they say they're going to give you carte blanche. You're being lied to. Cybernetic technology, eugenics. You know, the first brain implants were surgically inserted in 1974, according to them, in the state of Ohio, United States, and also in Stockholm, Sweden. Brain electrodes were inserted into the skulls of babies in 1946, and without the knowledge of their parents. In 1950s and 1960s, electrical implants were inserted in the brains of animals and humans. Especially in the United States, during research and behavior modification, brain and body functioning, mind control, etc. And you know who's was involved in a lot of this? Michael Aquino, who works at your Pentagon. This is where your Joint Chief of Staff are part of this agenda. Or they would not be generals. If they don't take the oath of allegiance to Freemasons, Knights of Malta, they will not become general. Did you know that it's technically possible for every newborn to be injected with a microchip, which would then function to identify the person for the rest of their life? And such plans are secretly being discussed and have been done in the United States without any public airing of the privacy issues involved. And in Sweden, then Prime Minister Olof Palme, P-A-L-M-E, gave permission in 1973 to implant prisoners. So they did it in Sweden also, at the same time frame also. And data inspectors, ex-director general John Frizzi, revealed that nursing home patients were implanted in the mid-1980s. The technology is revealed at the 1972-47 Swedish state report, Statens Officiella Undingjiger, SOU. Now, implanted human beings can be followed anywhere. Their brain functions can be remotely monitored by supercomputers and even altered during the changing of frequency, unquote. I did say unquote, by the way. And guinea pigs and secret experiments have included prisoners, soldiers, mental patients, handicapped children, deaf and blind people, homosexuals, single women, the elderly, school children, any group of people considered marginal by the elite experimenters. And this published experiences of prisoners in Utah State Prison for example, are shocking to the conscience. I've got details here. Extreme details. You'll find that in microchip implants, mind control, and cybernetics. By Ronnie Lena Lucanan Kildee, K-I-L-D-E, M.D., former chief medical officer of Finland, December the 6th, year 2000. Y'all better wake up. I'm trying to be a watchman. I'm trying to warn people. I don't get nothing for these broadcasts. I get zip, zero, nada. I don't even have a donate button on my website. I don't care and I don't want it. I just want to give you the truth of what's going on. As hard and fast as I can. And what they're getting ready to do. And the only way through it, I'm telling you right here and I'm telling you right now, is literally through Jesus Christ. This is not a religious show. I don't belong in any Christian channel. I belong where I'm at right now. Because this isn't about Christian. This is not about religion. This is about the reality of Jesus Christ. It has nothing to do with Christianity. It got nothing to do with these other Bibles but the King James only. That's a fact. This is not about religion. You know, when you go to an ice cream shop and you go to get some ice cream, and you say, I want some ice cream, what are they going to ask you? Well, they're going to say, well, what kind? Well, the same thing. You say, I'm a Christian. I believe in Christianity. You do, huh? Well, it's the same thing as ice cream shop. Which kind? Which kind of Christianity? Mormon, you have your own planet. Yeah, right. Or if you're a Jehovah's Witness, you think that Jesus is a prophet, but not the Son of God. There's other heresies that the Jehovah's Witnesses believe, Mormons believe. You got a Baptist church that says you cannot be saved unless you're dunked in water. And another one says you're not saved unless you speak in tongues. Well, now, which is it there? Well, neither one's correct. Oh, I see. So which Christianity do you mean? United Church of Christ? Just because you say you're a Christian and you believe in Christianity, which kind? None of them. The King James Bible is not about religion. It's about redemption. It's about salvation. It's the only truth you're going to get of the entire Bible's books ever written from the history of man. The King James Bible right now stands alone. No other Bible. No NIV. No New American Standard. No New King James Bible. No Jerusalem Bible or whatever you want to call it. Douay Rheims. None of them. Geneva Bible, the Great Bible, the Matthew's Bible, whatever, none of them. Even Duck Dynasty is coming out with a Bible. Now we know that they're satanic. Of that, there's no question. You don't write no Bible other than the King James. It stands alone. Thomas Jefferson tried to write his own Bible. Ellen G. White tried to write her own Bible. Why can't they just stay with the true Word of God? Because they're led otherwise. That's why. God put in my heart to say something today. And by jingle, I'm going to do it. And to move away from Jesus Christ and the true Word of God is the dumbest thing you can do. How dumb is it? It's about as dumb as taking a 10-penny nail and trying to drive it through a slab of concrete with a glass jar. That's pretty dumb. Well, leaving Jesus Christ behind is dumb because He is the Creator. That's what He is. That stands alone. And I'm telling you, you see the ends of the times coming and how they're setting us up in America while we sleep. Family, it's all connected. Every single bit of it is connected. What's this? California politicians deliberately sabotaging California's prison system. Well, now, where'd that come from? It must have been something I found. Because that's exactly what it says. That's exactly what it's doing. Background checks of 48 state troopers. Governor orders probe after questions of Tennessean. The Tennessean Highway Patrol has 48 officers with charges on their record ranging from suspended driver's license to felonies, according to background checks by the entire department ordered by Governor Ben Belson yesterday. Well, that was 12/01/05, 2005. That's about one for every 18 officers in a force of 855. Forty-eight state troopers found to have felonies. Gomer would say, well, how'd that happen? The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday, this is January 19, 2010. U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday dismissed appeals by California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and Republican legislators on a federal court to reduce the state's overcrowded population by 40,000 inmates within 2 years. California prisons, 2010. Early release program sparks legal battles. They go out and get private security jobs, jobs and positions that's already set up for them through Freemasonry, awaiting the day that they go to work. Y'all just keep on sleeping now. You know, I found one here. I searched this thing out, man. July the 14th, 2007. Title of the article. Paratroopers mistakenly land inside prison complex. Guards escort 25 from facility near Cannon City. Approximately 25 paratroopers armed with exercise rifles that shoot rubber bullets sailed into a cornfield just east of Fremont Correctional Facility early Thursday. One of six prison facilities that comprise East Cannon Correctional Complex in Colorado, Department of Corrections spokeswoman Catherine Sanguinetti said. The paratroopers who landed within the perimeter of the prison complex about 5 a.m. She said the complex ranges from minimum security facilities to ones that house the most dangerous criminals. It's part of a temporary training exercise conducted by any department of the defense agencies. They had a Miles advanced laser tag system. Rubber bullets. Now, what do they have rubber bullets for? Why would they land there? Why would they make a mistake? And would it be because when it comes around that they're going to release the felons, that you're going to have some patriotic or upstanding prison chief or that's not going to let them out? Could it be that 25 Spetsnaz or 25 mercenaries land and take over the prison to release the felons? Nah, surely not. Surely yes. I didn't say surely, I said surely. That was a mistake, that was an operation. To test it. Blackwater, private mercenary army is in U.S. Heartland, Sanctuary City, Lexington, Kentucky, October 17th, 2000. And seven. So all you patriots, militia, that are going to go to the Ozarks or other places and start your log cabins and all your seeds and you're going to plant while the New World Order takes over and all that. Well, I got news for you. You better have airtight security and you better have your own police force. You better have your own F-35s, you better have your own tanks, ground-to-air missiles. Now, you got those, I assume, right? And you also got to find a way to stick all your people in a Faraday cage so they won't be traced. Can you do that? And don't forget the ones that kill each other because they're told to by electronic means. You know that the first Tea Party in our history, according to the 1951 Masonic edition, Holy Bible of George Washington, Major Generals, were Masons? You know, 30 of his 33 Brigadier Generals were Masons? 30 of his 33 were Freemasons, as were 30 of the 33 Brigadier Generals. Of 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, 53 were Master Masons. Oops. That's a problem. Yep. Family, y'all better wake up. JFK told us. Martin Luther King told us. And the Bible's telling us, as it lives and breathes, is the only true word of God you're going to get. It's going to take bringing down to bring us back up. Y'all better get started right now and start seeking the Word, turning from your wicked ways, taking Jesus Christ as Savior. This is not about religion, none of that. It's about getting out of those secret societies, getting away from them, getting out. 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the formula. There is no other. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And that means cutting off generational curses that goes back generations. That's what's infecting your families right now, is the generational curses brought on by, because of the blood oaths that your family has taken, or the thing what we did to people as America back in the 1600s, 1700s. Family is carried down. God don't forget that. Well, now I'm going to talk some more about the felons tomorrow. I'm going to keep talking part four, I guess, tomorrow. I'm just going to keep going till I can't go no more. You see, that's just how what God put in my heart to do, and that's what I'm going to do. And I'm talking to the bad guys, too. I'm talking to Joint Chief of Staff. Man, you're going to be targeted by the very people you're working for. They're going to take you out. And I'm trying to warn you. I'm talking to the bad guys, the subversives, the criminals out there, the ones they're bringing over from China, the ones they're bringing over from Russia, and all those. They're going to target you, man. They're going to take you out. The very people you're working for, they hate you, and they're going to kill you. They're just right now giving you something to lust on to use you until they don't use you anymore and they're going to kill you because they want your soul. That's exactly what's going on. And those that worship Lucifer and Satan, don't you know that God above is going to be over him and going to destroy him? If that happens, you know where you're going. I'd be with the winner if I was you. And I wouldn't wait till the winner to do it. I'd do it now. I'm going to talk about the felons tomorrow and everything else that comes to my mind. I'm going to talk about the re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church. You Catholics, you got a serious issue coming upon you. You don't know yet that the Vatican is going to set you up and is going to take you out. It's documented. It is documented. You understand? A re-spiritualization to go to the New Age movement by the Catholic Church is coming. It's going to happen. And I mentioned to you, Teilhard de Chardin is a Jesuit priest of high standing. He's dead now. But he's the father of the New Age movement. That should be a clue right there. And the mother was Helena Blavatsky. They're connected. And Adolf Hitler worshipped Blavatsky. Adolf Hitler was Roman Catholic. Y'all got a problem. A big one. And even the apostasy of the church, you see already, Francis is building division within the Roman Catholics. He's starting the disassembly. Come on now, y'all better wake up. He's already started it. People are going to start getting away from it. They want that. Then others are going to stay with it. They want that. That divides you up. Makes it confusing. The New Age is coming in. Boy, it's tricky too. They are tricky. It's called the dialectic family. Wake up, please. My time is to go. I got Bible study tonight, 7:30, 7:30 to 9. And also to let you all know that we have a network that plays our broadcast, highpointradio.net. That's highpointradio.net by John Kirkler, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And he has three towers. I got to get in touch with him lately and see how it's going along. And you all give him a call up there, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. All y'all Yankees up yonder. Anyway, give him a call and help him get our broadcast out. My archives are on my website, watchmenforjesus.com. And you all do your own research. Do your own study of the Bible. That's the main thing right there. So y'all have a good night. And those that want to join me in my Bible study, you're welcome. And then tomorrow, 4 o'clock, we're going to hit the ground running again. Keep on pushing. That's what my plan is. So I'm going to wish you all have a good night. God bless. This is your watchman. Signing off.
Then suddenly the air was filled with a strange and sweet perfume. The light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. And Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. Then I fell down on my knees and I just clung to him and cried. The love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into